Simon & Schuster Audio presents Mary Poppins, She Wrote, The Life of P.L. Travers by Valerie Lawson. Read by Terry Donnelly.
For Lucy and Annie. What we call the beginning is often the end, and to make an end is to make a beginning. The end is where we start from, and every phrase and sentence that is right, where every word is at home, taking its place to support the others. The word neither diffident nor ostentatious, an easy commerce of the old and the new, the common word exact without vulgarity, the formal word precise but not pedantic, the complete consort dancing together. Every phrase and every sentence is an end and a beginning, every poem an epitaph, and any action is a step to the block, to the fire, down the sea's throat, or to an illegible stone, and that is where we start. We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. T.S. Eliot, Little Gidding, Four Quartets. Preface. When the poet Ted Hughes was sent a collection of Mary Poppins books, he wrote in a note of thanks to the publisher, Collins, "I'm sorry my wife Sylvia Plath could not see these, because Mary Poppins was the fairy godmother of her childhood. She spoke of her a great deal." As Plath instinctively knew, Mary Poppins was not so much a plain old nanny as a good mother from a fairy tale. Hiding behind the facade of a British nanny pushing a pram in Kensington, Poppins was more magical than Cinderella's godmother, more mysterious than the good fairy of The Sleeping Beauty. But Poppins had yet another aspect. Something sinister lay behind the blue button eyes and flowerpot hat. As P.L. Pamela Travers, the creator of Mary Poppins, wrote, "Every good fairy has her evil counterpart, the necessary antagonist." In Mary Poppins, Travers created more than the saccharine image we know from the Walt Disney movie of the 1960s. Poppins has lasted because she is as peculiar as she is kind, as threatening as she is comforting, as stern as she is sensual, as elusive as she is matter-of-fact.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?